Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of all the things I thought I was going to see today, this wasn't one of them, right? Mm-hmm. Eagles signing a player, maybe, or some tournament stuff, or whatever. Like, this wasn't one story I thought I was going to see. Carlos Santana, former Philly, who was traded in the offseason, smashed a TV with a baseball bat to get his Phillies to stop playing Fortnite. And this is what he said. All right? I see a couple players. I don't want to say names. They play video games during the game. We come and lose too many games, and I feel like they weren't worried about it. We weren't respecting their teammates or coaches or the staff or the front office. It's not my personality, but I'm angry because I want to make it good. You have a certain... And so this happened after the Phillies were out of the postseason. Remember they had that terrible September? Mm-hmm. They're totally out of it.
Oh, yeah. We remember.
And so I guess it happened after that where he smashed the TV, but it was also apparently going on during the season. Now, I found an article that was written last year that was talking about how there's a room with the Phillies in their clubhouse that's a Fortnite room. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, Dan, they have a Fortnite room, and here's how the story goes. It says, this winter, Fortnite conversations in the Lehigh Valley Phantoms locker room were commonplace, and the Iron Pigs Major League affiliate, the Philadelphia Phillies, have a room with Fortnite set up. If you're looking for Jake Arrieta, Nick Williams, Nick Pivetta, or Vince Velasquez, there's a good chance that's where they'll be as they're known to enjoy the game. Mm-hmm. So that was last year during the season, and now you find out now that Santana is walking into the clubhouse. So they're playing Fortnite during the games this year, Ike.
Well, listen,
last year.
Bad enough to a point where Carlos Santana is coming up in there, like, is walking tall. Remember the movie Walking Tall?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Well, he comes in there with the damn 2x4 and he's swinging and bashing everything. Carlos Santana rolls up in there with his Louisville slugger and he's starting to bash TVs. So I would imagine Carlos Santana must have said something to Gabe about this prior to doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine Carlos Santana said something to the players prior to doing this, and it became an issue, right? You don't just all of a sudden one day say, you know, these guys are playing Fortnite too much. Let me go in here and smash it. It was probably a concern prior to this. He probably mentioned it. It got worse, and he decided, well, this is what I need to do.
Yep. Man. Oh, yeah, frustration, send a message or whatever else.
I'm telling you, man, I can't remember what football team it was. It's funny because I want to say it was the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it was a football team where you had the players. They were going through a little bit of a rough spot, and the players came out, and they were – or maybe was it the Eagles? Was it Malcolm Jenkins? It may have been the year Chip was here, Chip's last year. It may have been that year where they were talking about taking the video games out of the players' lounge.
As almost a punishment for, well, or just to try to get the team focused.
Listen, when you're losing games, the last thing I wanted to see is everybody in there.
No, you're right.
I want to see you in there studying. I don't want to see everybody in here playing
laughing.
Fortnite in the players' lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, we losing games. People going to get fired around here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always, it's typically placed on the team leaders or the head coach. If the team leaders aren't doing it, they'll come in there and snatch all the little fun and games up. No more card games. Can't play any more cards. Can't play dominoes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Use that time to get in your playbook, because that's what coaches do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
when you're losing.
And you just brought it up. When they were winning, think about it. They had a successful season up until the end of August, right? Last 6 weeks of the season, middle August, that's where they started going wrong.
Yep.
So as Gabe said for this story, he said, like, listen, you know, chemistry was great when we were winning. When we were losing and fading out of the playoff race, everyone was frustrated and searching for answers. This is common in my experience. And he's right.
Yep.
When you lose, all of a sudden, all the things that you didn't worry about before, now you're focusing on.
Yep.
For sure. And
especially if in a game like baseball where everybody is an individual into a team, meaning that, okay, if it's nine guys. I'll just say eight. Forget about the pitcher. Eight guys get up there to bat every night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can be in that lineup and be doing your job when it's your time to bat, and there could be several others in the lineup that aren't hitting well.
Right.
So those three or four guys in the lineup that aren't hitting well, and it's been a week or two of this, I don't need to see you on Fortnite.
Nope. Go home and play.
Right? So that's what Carlos Santana probably is saying to himself. Like, dude, you haven't gotten a hit in a week, and you're in here on Fortnite?
During the game? The starters. Like, even if it's a starting pitcher and he's not pitching,
right?
At least show your team
support
that you care. Go get on the bench. He goes on to say, I don't know what happened, but I've never seen that in my life. During the game, playing video games, it's not professional. Each team is everybody all together. I understand we're eliminated for the season, but you have to have that pride. There's 25 men on that roster. We have to stay on the same page. When I see what happened, I was a little bit frustrated. Now, Jake Arrieta claimed that he knew of the mid-game Fortnite sessions, but only happened once or twice or a couple times, which I believe is bogus.
I mean, you know how you'll get guys out there before games. Mm-hmm. They'll have like the headphones on, the Beats headphones or what have you. You warming up or what have you. I had an incident in Atlanta where a guy was on the bench during the game with headphones on.
During the game?
During the game.
Doing what?
During
listening to music?
Listening to music. While the offense is out there.
An actual player that plays in the game, not a guy who's deactivated?
Uh-huh.
What?
I snapped. I snapped on the sideline, right? I'm yelling at the coach. Are y'all not going to do anything about this? See, this is why we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody will say anything to the guy. He's sitting on the bench with headphones on while the game is going on. And just because the defense isn't up, he doesn't feel like he need to be over here for adjustments or anything else.
Yeah, man, your head's got to be in a game.
Dude. I can't say his name on the air.
Like I get that.
But this is a player that everybody would know.
I get that. You'll see players coming in the arena wearing the headphones. You'll see him out on the field warming up before with the headphones. However, you have to get ready for a game. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly fine.
Common,
if you have a routine, if that's how you get into the zone. But what you're telling your teammates is, I don't give a damn if you're back there playing video games during a game.
Yes, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. Yeah. Like, I care about myself. I don't care what else is going on. So first of all, and Carl Santana said this in the article where he said he thought Gabe did a really good job and he was in a tough spot because a lot of times the clubhouse they're patrolled by veterans.
Yeah,
Gabe's in there already trying to be a player's coach and trying to be cool and trying to show everybody support.
You need help from your veterans. You need help from your veterans to police your locker room.
And it's why they brought in the McCutcheons.
Right.
And now Bryce is in, even though he's not really as old as Andrew McCutcheon. But you have guys, JT Realmuto will help with that kind of stuff. I don't expect that to happen. But should the Phillies ban it altogether? 888-729-9494. Should they ban the video games in the clubhouse? Or, I mean, here's what I say.
I would ban them at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hold on. It all depends.
I would have
Now, if Bryce plays video games, I can't ban him.
Yeah, it all depends what he does, right? But are there listeners out there.
I can't risk him being upset over this.
Like Ike, that has lost their children to this Fortnite game. Right? Yes. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. We had a lot of feedback.
That's not an overstatement.
It's not. But people love this game. I've learned so much just in today's show. I didn't know you had to buy stuff. I thought you buy the game. You went to whatever game store. Or you download it. I guess you download it online now is what you do with stuff. Mm-hmm. And you have the game and you play it and you're like, wow, that was fun. I didn't realize that you're just constantly spending money on it.
Yeah, neither did I in the beginning.
No?
No, not quickly realized.
Ben said this earlier. Is this, Because when we were growing up, Ike, it was video games, but it was also TV. Right? Like, people would be like, ah, TV's the devil.
Yeah.
The devil is watching TV. Meanwhile, you're watching The Fall Guy and Starsky and Hutch. Like, what exactly is the devil on TV back then?
Heather Locklear.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Dynasty's on. Like, it's the worst thing you can say. It's 60 Minutes. Like, oh, yeah, Murder, She Wrote's really going to make me a bad kid. But now, do kids not watch TV anymore?
I gotta tell you.
It's the phone and video games.
Dude, I promise you. My kids don't watch TV. Like, they don't have shows that they used to. Not anymore.
Yeah, what show? Do you watch any shows with your kids?
No.
Ben, you and your cat watch a show?
You know what we'll watch? We'll watch some of the variety shows, like either America's Got Talent.
They're fun to watch.
Or that type. My daughter loves watching those shows. Yeah. My daughter loves watching those shows.
I watch The Voice.
She'll watch Dance Moms. Bit.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that.
Dance Moms.
That's ridiculous.
And then Abby wind up going to jail. And explain to her about tax evasion and why we pay our taxes.
But you know what? Those kind of shows, the reality shows, are good for watching with a partner or with the kids or whatever, right? I remember every Sunday with The Sopranos, I used to go over to my buddy Scooch's house. There'd be 10 of us.
And now, we don't have any of those to watch, no.
No, not like that.
We don't have any of those to watch, no.
But video games during games. Are we serious right now?
Yeah.
You have guys making... Now, I don't know if Jake Arrieta was one of the guys. He claims he...
Oh, he was.
He claims that he didn't know this wasn't going on.
Yeah, he was.
Like, maybe once or twice with him. He's making $30 million a year. He can't even park his ass in the dugout and watch a game.
Right.
888-729-9494. So this season, should they ban it totally? Or should they allow? Because, by the way, like, these are men. These aren't children. This isn't college. These are supposed to be men that realize what being a professional is all about. Now, last year, obviously, that didn't happen.
I was going to say, last year, that didn't happen.
And Carlos Santana took a Louisville slugger to the...
That's my favorite part. I just wish it was video of it. Him rolling up in the clubhouse like, oh, yeah, y'all think you're going to play this damn game again today?
Now,
you're going to learn today.
The parody Fransky in L.A. Twitter says it's surprised that Carlos actually hit the TV and didn't try to draw a walk.
You knew that was coming. You knew that one was coming.
888-729-9494. Are you addicted to Fortnite? Are your kids addicted to Fortnite? And what in the hell should the Phillies do about it? Man, like when you were a player, you were talking about this earlier. When you were a player, playing video games was, you know, you guys played video games in the lounge, right?
Oh yeah, it was Halo. That was the game.
Halo.
Yeah, that was the game back then. Halo. It was very similar to this, but
a lot of hooting and hollering going on during games.
Oh yeah,
yelling.
The only thing different was I don't think back then they had come up with the headset device.
It was just a regular controller game.
Yeah, well, you just sat there with everybody. You have four people play at the same time. You can have four people play at the same time back then.
Huh. And now there's a headset on. People are watching you play.
So
you're
don't
playing
nobody
with
go
them.
Outside, yeah. And it's like the one guy said earlier, it's a one-person game. So
people just wait to watch you?
Yeah.
They wait and watch, and then it's their turn.
Yeah, you got to wait your turn, yeah. Yeah, you got to wait your turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.